I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To the reaction pod. It's a somber reaction pod. The rain is coming down and it is a reality check for Sunderland. It is a 3-1 defeat at home to Kenny Jackett's Portsmouth FC. I'm Roy Fallow, joined by the despondent Matthew Keelan.
Hello.
Oh, I know, it's a big sad. Because of the obviously delay in football, Matthew, we've not had experience Sunderland letting us down like this for a while, have we?
Well, what was it? March?
Yeah, must have been March. Yeah, March. March.
So,
We lost to Bristol Rovers. Lost to Bristol Rovers. That was the last game, actually, wasn't it? Yeah. And here we are again. Hey, we made this reference on the pod on Thursday. Who'd have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. And here we are, losing to Portsmouth. It was very disappointing, though, Matthew. It's very hard to pick positives out of today. For Clive. Let's go with team selection first, though. Eyebrows raised at keeper and Luke 09 at centre half, then the Gooch at wing back against what is a much more quality opposition. And 09 especially gets sent off, gives away the penalty. That is like very, I said reality check at the start, but that is very much a reality check in terms of against these better sides. You can get away with that against like Swindon and Crewe, but probably not against Portsmouth, who do have, we saw with Harness, we saw with John Marquis today as well, they do have that bit extra quality. They'll punish those players out of position one there.
Yeah, he never really looked comfortable against some players that look like they've played football before, basically. Like, he's played. It's not like a slight on him, really. It's not his fault. He's been put in at centre half and he's done his best.
Yeah.
And he has been fine, but he's been playing against builders and plumbers and just men, and played against some slightly better just men today. Well, just footballers, really.
Just footballers, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, these are lads who are. And Marquis is experienced at this level. Harness does have a bit about him as well. Like, he's a top end League One player, if not lower half championship player, possibly. And I guess after the Charlton game where we drew 0-0, we said you can't really put anything on the manager today. We do kind of have to say, with that team selection and the way we played, and maybe some players looking a bit tired,
well,
and maybe could have rotated a bit, manager's got a shoulder a little bit today, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think when you look at the bench, you got two centre. Well, you got Flanagan and obviously Conor McGrath.
Well, Sanderson not even making
and not
the
even in the
I don't know if there's a
quarter.
Reason for that. There might be by the time you listen to
maybe
this.
Maybe he's not
still.
Fit, whatever. But, yeah, you look and you think, well, Flanagan's on the bench again and you're playing a midfielder at centre-half. It's a bit... Yeah. It's a little bit like...
It's not right enough to have a word.
It's have a word in... I'm sure he could have a word. I'm sure he knows. He probably knew early on it was a mistake, but he didn't change it, did he?
No.
He's got a burp stuck in my throat.
You wouldn't want to... you've got to style that out. But well done for your honesty. It's a reaction problem. We're all real on this one. But he could have, I guess, hauled someone off at half-time. But fair enough, he didn't. He wanted to show faith in the players that have served him well so far this season. And we actually came out at the beginning
better.
Of the second half looking a bit sharper, but... Chance creation wasn't there at all. We only Yeah. Obviously, the goal aside, Maguire had that one in the first half that went just over the bar. But
well, it was one shot. On,
Will Grigg had it as well.
One shot on target, wasn't it?
It's yeah.
Which is the issue when you're going to concede and
concede three?
Well, concede three. Yeah. For Britain's best defence, well, yeah. And
that's the thing as well. Coming off the back of like conceding one goal into. I don't want to use the word collapse because that feels a bit harsh, but you know, crumbling like we did today, and I don't want to be overly negative, but it makes you worry, oh no, coming up against a better quality opposition, are we going to be putting the pressure out a little bit more? Because Bailey Wright didn't have a good game, Jordan Willis didn't have a good game, much as we singled Luke 09 out of the start, those two lads who were quite dependable for us didn't look very good today either. And is that not, you'd hope it'd be a reality check rather than a cause for concern, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think that's probably what it'll be. I think, not that, look, I don't think anyone's carried away. You're, what, six games into the season? Six, seven games into the season?
I was carried away. I was very carried away.
Yeah, but yes, but we're not normal people.
All right, yeah, yeah, sorry. Forgot about that.
I forgot about it not being normal.
Oh, that's just...
I don't think people are getting carried away, and I think it's more of like, oh yeah, actually, right, we are in this league again.
Yeah.
And while our squad is better than most, they're going to come unstuck, and we are like unravelled really, today, I think. Yeah.
Midfield three, cause for concern today, Grant Ledbetter mistake. Goal and looking
just like pedestrian, really.
Sluggish, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Sluggish. Scowen was poor. Power, didn't really notice him being on the pitch.
Power, I think that was one of his worst games that he's. I would argue that he's had since coming in. Actually, Max Power, you know, he's usually even when he plays poorly, he's usually like quite. You know, you notice him.
Sort of affect the game in any way, even vocally or.
Yeah, and then again, that might be a not being in the stadium thing.
It's enough.
But he was.
He's just an off day all around.
You
really,
don't. It's very rare for a player like him to not be in the game at all. And
not
that,
even really showing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he'd normally show and give the ball away, and it's like, oh, well, at least he's. He just wasn't in the game at all, and for a midfielder. And it wasn't just him. Scowen, Ledbetter, we're all poor.
Is that cause for a bit of rotation then, maybe?
Well, you're rotating, though, and your rotation's George Dobson.
Yeah. Well,
I think Ledbetter's going to have to come out.
Lyndon Gooch was in the middle of midfield. If you remember, the Charlton game was playing in that triangle. York, do you maybe just take Scowen out? Do you maybe take Power out? Or actually, do you even take Ledbetter out?
These
midweek games are coming thick and fast
now. I don't think Ledbetter should play on Tuesday night. He looked very leggy. Power's had a bad game, but I think it was a bad game rather than a lack of fitness.
Power's about 7 years younger than Ledbetter as well.
Yeah, so I think you're probably not taking Power out. He's captain as well, so you're probably not taking Power out. I think Ledbetter, with him being in his late 60s, I think you'd probably you'd probably be looking to take him out. Look at his straight face as I said that.
It was really good. I'm loving that so much. But it is true. And you could put Power deep, actually. You could probably get away with that against Rochdale. Get Gooch. Scowen actually as well. He came off. He had a poor game today. But I guess it's important not to throw the baby out with the bathwater too much. Let's hopefully think that it is more of a reality check. Scowen has been positive the last few games. Coming back in against Rochdale potentially, and you know, show lightning against Crewe or Swindon, and you know, put things right potentially.
Yeah, it's arguably the perfect game to have, isn't it? Like Rochdale, I think they won today. Actually, I think they beat Shrewsbury. Well, they were beating Shrewsbury 2-1. I think it'll be shite though, honestly.
Yeah, and as much as like, you know, when you're on a winning run, you want the games to come thinking fast, but when you've had that first of eight of the season, I bet the players at the minute are just like itching to put that right.
It'd be no worse than having like an international break,
exactly,
and not playing for 2 weeks. You're playing in 2 days, really,
having to stew on that.
Yeah, you're playing in 2-3 days time, so it's ideal. I mean, you got this, and then you've got Gillingham, You look, obviously they're all right, Gillingham.
Then a very, not to get too fired, but a very big game against Ipswich. You're looking at, after a defeated day.
You got to win on Tuesday night, and I'm not.
And then actually, Gillingham are quite tricky and stuff. Yeah. Not beat a day off Fleetwood, but you know.
I'm not. I backed us in the second half until the penalty to get something out of the game.
I always
thought a chance was going to fall. I think it was a day where nothing really quite went right, did it?
No. But the sending off, kind of allude to it there with the penalty, does sort of feel a bit harsh saying this. The silver lining there is, it means he does have to go and play his natural position.
Yeah, and he's not going
to. It's going to be now on Tuesday night, it's going to be Bailey Rice, Jordan Miller, Tom Flanagan. We know that that does work, especially. Sorry?
Conor McLaughlin.
Oh. Well.
Wing back.
You've brought us on very nicely, Conor McLaughlin. Left out of the starting 11 today, and, you know, we haven't been conceding goals to Conor McLaughlin on the side, and today. We've conceded 3 goals.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just on this. I think
just on this.
Just
on this serious point.
Conor McLaughlin on the side this season in league games. We've conceded goals. And it's just leaving him out of the side and he conceding 3. And I just think, I mean, it's a bit, I don't need to say anymore, really. I would drop the mic, but it would smash the phone,
yeah, so, of course.
I think McLaughlin has to come back into the side for me.
So he's coming in for 09.
Yeah.
Is he going centre half?
Are you going to
reshuffle things a little bit?
Yeah, probably put him wing back, I think.
So you're going to put him wing back and then
grab the 3 centre halves.
So what's his team?
Well, Willis, Flanagan, and.
But who are you going to drop then for Flanagan to come in?
All right, to be honest.
I've got to tell Flanagan.
Oh, yeah, because. Oh, well, just put him centre half then. So I don't have to think about it now because I've had 5 pints.
Okay, fair enough.
McLaughlin rides again.
Conor McLaughlin, Phil, I can't do any party rides again, so I'm very sad about that. I'm going to try things. Well, actually, Charlie White rides again. There's a little bit of a positive.
Yeah.
Second goal of the league season for the boy Charles. The one bit of quality we actually showed today. Denver Hume did very well for that. Arguably our best player today on.
Yeah.
That's a very low bar.
Pretty low bar, yeah.
But he did well for that goal. Tidy finish from Charlie White. And that actually makes it all the more frustrating that Portsmouth got that early goal, let us back in within about 3 minutes. Credit to Portsmouth, actually, they just carried on as if it was still 1-0, and we didn't like reset. We just didn't get a grip in that first 35 minutes or so.
It did really bad, weren't we? It's very like Partridge, wasn't it? When Michael's trying to sell his book and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, he thought we'd bounce back.
He doesn't.
Wait, he's not like back the way he was, like, because like, you never, them days was over. Like, in the were, like, them days were over.
Yeah, just true.
Gareth's gonna love that.
Yeah, Gareth will love that lovely Partridge reference thing. The rest of the lads will probably love it as well, to be fair. But, well, speaking of bouncing back.
Yes, bouncing back, I bounced back.
I bounced back. Your prediction, man.
Yeah.
Is still bouncing back.
It bounced back when we realised.
Oh, yeah, when we realised. Because, you know, we do.
It might shock you to know this, but we do a little bit of production. We do kind of have a little bit of a discussion of what we're going to talk about. I know it doesn't often sound like that, but when Luke O'Neill got sent off, Matthew, that means...
That saved my prediction.
Your prediction. Remind the listeners of your prediction.
Well, I said that we would drop no more points when we have 11 men on the pitch. And if you count the men that we had on the pitch at the end of the game, despite Parkinson coming onto the pitch
lovely moment, that party coming on the pitch as well. Imagine if he slipped over.
I wouldn't have been very... I would have felt sorry for him. He'd have probably mentioned it on the phone later.
When he had a little Zoom call with
us. Yeah, you would think. But we had 10, if you do count them, 10, brackets 10 men on the pitch at the end of the game. So my prediction... rides again.
Your prediction rides again, exactly. And you know, you never said we had to be on a level playing field.
That's...
or winning when the man gets them. It was just when we have 11
when
men.
We finished
the
game with 10, with 11 men, we will drop no more points.
And we finished the game with 10 men, and we did not drop any points. So the prediction does...
Prediction? Yeah.
It does ride again.
It rides again. Exactly. It continues to ride.
It does continue to ride.
Riding me fucking look, like.
Great. Well, simply riding the look. Chris Maguire is someone who does ride their luck throughout games quite often. And we talk about power being anonymous.
Yeah.
So Maguire did. Very funny performance from the boy Chris.
Just rubbish, really, wasn't he?
Yeah. I know we don't like to go and like analyse each individual player, but... You know, we saw Maguire last week against Swindon be so influential. Even on Tuesday night, actually, he was like picking the ball and like making things happen and bringing other players in and just not there. I think Portsmouth did a bit of a number on him today, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably... We've played Portsmouth, 60, 70 times since we got relegated in various cups and playoffs.
Roughly,
give or take.
Yeah, around about that, I think.
And it's been the same manager... They'll have known.
Yeah, and they saw how he's impacted them, like the playoff semi-final, for example, like bigging, like you know that goal he scored, which is mirror image of what he scored against Bristol Rovers. That's what he does. And they just got him marked out of the game, but we do have to hope that we'll ride again against Rochdale
on
Tuesday. Obviously, we're going to be forced into changes, probably a more conventional back three. Which actually probably, even if you buy Conor Mack comes in at centre half, which you will. Lineage, whatever happens, to be honest, Matthew, Lineage is probably going to continue at wing back. Wyke still up front, do you think? Hard to drop?
Yeah, well, it's hard that he scored, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He'd done little else, but he wasn't really in the game. It's hard. He's up for... It's difficult because we've praised Wyke when he hasn't scored for his work ethic and he's putting himself about and all that. And going, well, that's why he's in. It's like, he was fairly rubbish, really, but it was a good goal, so you can't really drop a striker.
When he's two or three games where he scores.
Yeah, it would be harsh to...
It would be funny, but be interesting...
If he didn't even put him in the squad.
If there's Kim Bjorgaard for him instead.
Forgot about him. Crap.
Written off.
Crap.
I've not even have a word with written off territory. Be interesting to see what goes on behind him, though, with the midfield. Whether we see... I don't know, Ledbetter maybe coming out. I don't know. He's obviously not going to differentiate too much from the formation, but the suspension 09 does give him a bit of score, doesn't it? Gooch maybe actually not being at fullback and coming into the middle of midfield. But I don't know. I think hopefully it's going to be real. To end the pod positively, it's hopefully going to be more of a reality check than
you think it's going to be.
It's
more,
all downhill for me.
I think it's going to be more of a crew game on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you're playing against just some scaffolders. Yeah. You don't even have Ian Henderson anymore.
They don't have Ian Henderson. Or is the just a child who looks like Luka Modric? Is he at Man United now?
Well, didn't Wolves buy him?
Oh, what, Wolves bought him? Didn't Man United buy him?
No, I thought Wolves bought him. He scored against Man United.
Oh, he scored against Man United.
Wolves bought him
Wolves
and loaned
bought
him back.
Oh, okay. Oh, Matheson. Wolves loaned him back. The one who looks like...
Matheson?
Who was like 16
He's
years old.
He's 4 years old.
Yeah. Is that
I think so. Well, tweet us if you are him.
I'm probably wrong. Maybe I'm based on that.
When the pod on the bet that we put on.
Sorry?
We put a bet on earlier, didn't we, Rory?
We did put a bet on.
And we were sitting, we studied... We'll put a bet on, just as this podcast
is,
well, we texted each other and said, oh, we'll put a bet on from our various positions in the northeast where we were at the time. And I said, well, we picked three games each for both teams to score.
We did.
We studied the form.
We were very scientific about it as well.
Oh, well, they've had, what, four games out of six this season where both teams have scored?
Yeah. So, goals in this game.
£2.30 on this bet.
Yeah, don't ask why it was £2.30.
It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. I checked the bet into 2 minutes into the game and everything was green.
That's good. Everyone's already scored two minutes into the game.
No, I picked both teams to score no for all of the games, and the bet lost by 40 minutes when Walsall equalised against Barrow.
Lovely. Just sums up.
Good night.
Sums up the afternoon for Sunderland as well, who couldn't keep a clean sheet. After keeping all these clean sheets, conceded three goals. Hopefully, we'll turn it around against Rochdale on Tuesday night. We'll be back on Thursday to review that hopefully win against Rochdale. Gareth and Stephen will be back on Monday to review this terrible, grim defeat in more detail.
All right, yeah.
And then there'll obviously be another reaction pod after Gillingham's. Games are coming thick and fast
now. Oh, yeah, middle of the afternoon for that.
Well, exactly. Your reaction pod will be arriving in your podcast feed even earlier next week. Something to look forward to. And hopefully it'll be another 6 points by then as well, and everything will be rosy again. Won't even be raining anymore. The weather will have cleared up. The sun will be shining over Wearside. Thank you very much for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.